Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Bear. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura bunts towards third. Espinoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cora moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bear, and towards Guillen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Paul Sorrento, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sax is 0 for 1 in the game. Sax takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cora is hit by the pitch. Sax moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Sax moves to third. Cora moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furman for the out. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pasqua moves to second. 1 out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Lavalier moves to second. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sax is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berge is 0-for-1 in the game. Berge takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. There goes Berge. The throw from Lavalier to second, and Berge is out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Jefferson moves to third. 1 out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. The throw from Lavalier to Ventura. The throw back to home, and Jefferson is out at the plate. Firmin moves to second. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Kirby throws the ball into Espinoza, who tags Johnson for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lavalier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sax hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora bunts towards first. Sorrento fields the ball and throws to Mesa covering. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ortiz bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Firmin moves to second. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks now playing right field. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sachs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berga scores. Sorrento moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. Espinoza moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sachs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Eric Plunk now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.